Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a very impressive effort. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, you know, you're working with a filmmaker who does some really hard filmmaking. You know, he goes out and, you know, he's doing a lot of documentary work in rough environments under very grueling conditions. Some filmmakers we talk to, they have tons and tons and reams of footage of every take, of every type of thing you can imagine. I'm guessing in this case, there might be things that you don't have tons of footage for. Maybe I'm incorrect on that. But maybe you could explain to me how you make it work when he's getting you grueling material where you don't have hundreds and hundreds of options, or is it simply such a science with him now that that's really not a significant issue for you?
Well, I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle because Paul does like to roll a lot of takes, and let me just jump back to the beginning for a second because I think I was just talking about before with his prep process, we spend a tremendous amount of time sort of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and it's sort of it's a very structured process, but it's also very visual. So by the time he goes to camera, there's a pretty good sense of what the pieces are that Paul needs to get, but at the same time he allows the scene to develop and improvisation to occur so that coverage evolves. You know, parts can change over the course of the day depending on what, you know, he wanted to discover. So we do, I do get a fair amount of coverage. In fact, a lot of coverage that evolves over the course of the scene. So there are actually a true beginning of the scene, and a true at the end of the scene. So which sometimes makes it a little later in time, but maybe it also makes it much more rich because in the end, Paul just lets us have this search for truth in his material.
And is that maybe one of the changes from the way things used to be that you as the editor are very involved in that prep up front? You know, he called you a filmmaker, a partner, you know, those sorts of things, that maybe that is different from the old days, that you're very involved up front and you know, giving your ideas and kind of putting your head together with him early on?
I think it is, you know, certainly in terms of my relationship with other directors from years past, this is very, very unique. And the truth, I don't know. Jump in as early as I do with Paul, but I do think it's something that I think the film benefits from it. I mean, we did these shoots, and I think in large part it's because, you know, I was a good sounding board for Paul, and he was really able to, you know, kind of, you know, again, I think a lot of the issues that may have occurred during production, where I would normally be calling up saying, gee, we need to pick up this, or we need to pick up that. We had those discussions long before, you know, the scene during the film was exposed. So I think it's, I think in truth that it may be spending more money up front for a production, but I think cost benefits are potentially fairly significant in terms of the savings in the back end.
And of course, this movie and many of the others you've done with him are, you know, there is a style people have called it frenetic, or, you know, it's been emulated. It's not always well. And I think maybe that's because sometimes people get so enamored with the nature of the cuts that they forget that there's a story there. You know, if you were giving them pointers, what is the secret to being able to keep people on the edge of their seats with that action, with that movement, and yet not lose sight of the fact that you're doing it for a purpose because you're telling a story and not just because, you know, you're a skilled editor and you have these cool tools and you're able to do it?
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, it has to be a story and character. And I think that when you get down to the fundamentals of that stuff, it's about establishing who your characters are, what their needs are, what their goals are, and what their obstacles are.
Yeah.
And I think that's, whether that's incremental in a car chase, in B2B, or over the macro of an entire film, then I think the decisions become much more clear so that you know that, you know, character A has to drive that car across an intersection to get to the other side. So, again, I think that dictates the choice of shots, you know, for that particular sequence. And a larger framework would be if, you know, there are two characters in a particular film, in our film, and their relationship is evolving in a particular way. There might be a lot of genetic material in the middle of that. It's about tracking the relationship and maybe when it's becoming more animated, when it's a bit more sedentary, a bit more, you know, contemplative. So I think those are the kinds of things that, you know, certainly I try to do. You know, their decisions born out.
Well, obviously it worked. This is a great job, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.